This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World.
That's me. I'm Kennedy.
Wait. Hi. It's so good to be with you on this Boxing Day. Why do they call it Boxing Day? Because people put things in little boxes and they give them to each other. Thank you for your leftovers. So it's Boxing Day for me because I'm hosting Fox News Saturday night this week, which is very exciting, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel. And I hope you tune in and watch because it will be great fun. So for the show, I was lucky enough to go to a place called Grit Boxing here in Lower Manhattan in New York City, right around Union Square. And I can't wait till you watch the package because the piece was absolutely phenomenal, and it gave me a lot of hope for entrepreneurs. So this is sort of a two-parter. Number one is it made me realize how much I love boxing. I used to box with my girlfriends. There were four of us. We would go to Times Square Gym in 1993 and 1994, when Times Square was absolutely disgusting. That was, you know, when Rudy Giuliani took office, and it was before the Giuliani miracle, when the city, particularly Times Square, an absolute dump. And it was literally just like porn theaters and dead hobos everywhere. Like San Francisco today, but all over Times Square. So there was a boxing gym here, and it was mostly dudes, like super ripped dudes. And it's, you know, you go like, oh, that, what a great ratio. It wasn't. They didn't care about us. They just cared about boxing, which was so cool about the gym, because Mark Gastineau, oddly enough, he, former football player, he was training there. He was trying to spark a professional boxing career at the time, probably more lucrative than football for him, for himself. And it was by far, and I've been doing triathlon, you know, 29 years now, just about. It's definitely the hardest workout I've ever done is boxing. So I went to this Grit Boxing gym, and it is a three-part class. And it made me realize if you challenge yourself and do something that you really, really love, it doesn't matter how intense it is. If you love it, you will do it and you will see results. So, you know, it's in three stages. One stage is, it's called a heavy water bag. And so it's kind of shaped like a teardrop. It's filled with water. So it has just enough give that you can't really move it, but it doesn't hurt your hand like a traditional heavy bag. And you're wearing wraps and gloves and your hands are protected. And, you know, they give you the choreography. They tell you jab, jab, cross, jab, jab, hook, jab, jab, uppercut, whatever the case. And so, you know, and you're doing footwork and different combinations. So that's great. And it's 3 minute rounds. So it's basically like 3 minutes on, 1 minute off. They're basically going to the round bell, and you do two rounds in each station, and then you go to a treadmill and you do either sprints or hill repeats. You rest for a minute and then you do three more minutes of that, which is very challenging and you're very hot at this point. And then you go over to a weight bench and you do lunges and squats and chest presses and bicep curls. And, it's all, you know, twists. It's all wonderfully coordinated and in chunks that aren't too offensive, but really, really challenge you.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
But the coolest thing about this place, and this is where we get into the entrepreneurial spirit, this is where you see a hole in the market and you fill it with a great idea. And that's what they've done at Grit Boxing. And I hope this becomes as big as SoulCycle and some of the other studios that have taken off across the country. Because, you know, after you do all three and you kind of circle through and do them again, they have shots as you're leaving the studio. And so you get like a shot of electrolyte infused tequila. And then they have a bar where you can go. And it's so great because they want you to high five each other. They want you to engage with the other people in the class. It's an incredibly positive environment. And you'll see the whole thing on Fox News Saturday night. But they realized that there was such a disconnect between people who work out and then people who go out. But arguably, you know, people who are working out are trying to look good. They're trying to stay in shape and they also want to live life fully. And people who go out and go to different bars and have different cocktails, maybe they have the same aim. So they decided to marry the two and it made for such an incredible vibe. It's aesthetically beautiful. You'll see the whole place inside and out. You'll see the workout. You'll meet the instructor. You'll meet the owners. And I think you'll be really impressed. But my hope for you is that you take something like that into the new year and you take something that you see in your life, whether it's a fitness class or a business, and you plug in what is needed wherever you are. Do you know what I'm saying? So if there is an element of a business that you think could be improved and you are the only one that's had this idea, then write it up. Put a proposal together. Talk to your friends in business. Talk to people who have created businesses from the ground up. People like that love to mentor. Talk to investors. You know, go check out real estate. How much would it be to open a place of your own? What would you need for that kind of support? Put together a business plan. If you don't know how to do that, learn how to do it. I mean, that's what's incredible about the information at your fingertips from people who have done it, is there are so many people eager to help people like you find holes in the market that we never knew existed and to fill them up with something creative and positive and cool in a different way that marries two aspects of your life that could make everything that much more elevated. I know you can do it. And if it's a fitness facility or a restaurant, hey, man, I can't wait to try it. Hit me up on X or Instagram at Kennedy Nation and let me know how your new ideas are going to make your new year and the world a better place. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.